Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The Cornwall Board of Selectmen has agreed at a recent meeting to have Roger Kane, the town's bridge consultant, send out requests for letters of interest for contractors for two bridge projects. The plan is to rehabilitate the bridge at Smith Place and at Gravel Bank during this year's construction season. The state, by the way, is also planning an upgrade to the West Cornwall Covered Bridge in September that would require closing Route 128 for about a month. 12 educators will conduct an on-site accreditation visit at Housatonic Valley Regional High School from March 11th through 14th. That visit will be conducted under the direction of the Committee on Public Secondary Schools of the New England Association of Schools and Colleges. The visiting team will be chaired by Francis T. Kennedy, Associate Director of the New England Association of Schools and Colleges. Kennedy's had extensive experience in the association's accreditation process. The purpose of this accreditation visit is to review and determine from outside professional viewpoints the extent to which the school is aligning with the standards of that accreditation. You can be part of the United Nations World Wildlife Day at Trevor Zoo to help save big cats. March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, World Wildlife Day 2018, celebrated under the theme Big Cats, Predators Under Threats. It is going on at the Trevor Zoo at Millbrook School in Millbrook, New York. More information, millbrook.org/page/Trevor-Zoo-Home. Red Hook Public Library All Abilities Kids Music and Movement returns this March at 1 p.m. Saturday, March 2nd in the library's community room. Simple movement exercises, rhythm making, singing, and dancing with live music. Annual dance performance of the Hotchkiss Dance Company happening March 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 at the Walker Auditorium at the Hotchkiss School. Free admission. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. A Bidwell House Museum History Talk is coming up on Saturday, March 3rd. It's East Rock is Falling by Bernie Drew, Berkshire historian and author. It'll be held at 10 a.m. at the Monterey Community Center on Main Road in Monterey and is free. March 2nd through the 18th, Ragtime, the musical winner of 9 Tony Awards at the Center for Performing Arts in Rhinebeck, New York. March 2nd, Torrington Warner Theater, an acoustic evening with Lyle Lovett and Sean Colvin. The singer-songwriters are longtime friends. They'll share their music and stories beginning at 8 p.m. The Mad Gardeners Group holding their annual symposium on Saturday at 8:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Gardening with Wildlife, the Balancing Act is this year's theme. The snow date will be March 4th. More information or registration at 860-355-3429 or 860-355-1547. Cornell University Cooperative Extension, Columbia and Greene Counties, has a seed-starting workshop Saturday, March 3rd from 10 till noon. $15 per person includes material. To register, 518-828-3346, extension 0 in Hudson, or 518-622-9820, extension 0 in Acura. The Kent Art Association's 26th Annual Student Art Show, an exhibition of artwork in all mediums by young artists from Northwest Connecticut and New York State, public and private secondary schools. Judges are awarding the winner photographer, Karen Smith, and the president, Connie Horton. Show dates are March 3rd and 4th and March 10th and 11th from 1 till 5. Admission is free. KentArt.org. There'll be a pancake breakfast on Sunday from 11 till 12, immediately following the 10 a.m. Eucharist. Best breakfast in town. This happens at St. John's Church in Salisbury between 11 and noon. Berkshire Botanical Gardens' first gallery show of 2018, Anastasia Turana's Fairy Tale Botanical World, an exhibition of botanical drawings, fairies, and more. It'll run through March 5th in the Garden Center House. Lenhardt Galleries, 5 West Stockbridge Road. Stockbridge Gallery hours are weekends 11 to 3. Weekdays by appointment at 413-320-4794. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake at interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 380.83 to 25,029.20. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7273.01 and the S&P 500 at 2713.83. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.